This is US 99.5.
Hey, dude.
Hello, Old Dominion.
How you doing?
We are spoiled because you are the closing headliner of our favorite barbecue country music festival all summer, the Windy City Smokeout.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm worried about you guys because since you're the closing headliner on Sunday night, you guys are going to be eating all weekend. Is that bad for your performance to have all that barbecue in your gut?
No.
Protein. Energy, man. Protein.
We'll just turn it into muscle.
Heck yeah. And especially because we don't get you for the Kenny Show this summer. There's a lot of people angry about that.
Yeah, us too. Yeah. We love Soldier Field. We play there every last year.
What kind of dirt do you guys have on Kenny that you're, I think, the first band to join him 2 years in a row?
Yeah, I don't know what we have.
That's why he asked us back. We have very tight lips.
Yeah.
Something happened. You just don't know, right?
Either that or he thinks we got something on him, but I don't know.
I saw something that you guys said in an interview about the first show of the tour this year felt like a homecoming getting back on stage. Is that right?
Absolutely. It's just good to see all those faces again. Everybody in his crew is amazing. They take care of us. And yeah, so it was definitely a hug fest when we got back.
Well, the album is called Meat and Candy. The song we're loving right now is Snapback. I'm wondering, if folks aren't familiar, you guys have written a ton of songs for other friends of yours, like Tyler Farr and Dustin Lynch and Jake Owen and Keith Urban and the band Perry, and the list goes on. You wrote one of Kenny's last number ones. How did you hang on to Snapback?
Well, a lot of the ones that we gave away before we really had this thing off the ground as a band. So Snapback was one that we wrote when we were already kind of off the ground, and so we wrote it together, and we knew it was an Old Dominion song from the get-go.
Things we want to know about Old Dominion. Your video for Break Up With Him has over 18 million views on YouTube and Vevo. Angela from my Facebook page wants to know who came up with the idea.
That's insane. I didn't know that many views.
You had no idea? As of right now, that video has 18,442,000 views.
Wow, man.
See, you learn something new every day, guys.
That was a combination of all of us. So we're big fans of that movie, and our director is too. And he was out on the road with us, and we were just talking about, you know, what could we do differently for our first video.
Right.
So we quote that movie all the time, and it came up in conversation, and then we realized that it was kind of the perfect little story for our song.
Are any of you guys car geeks?
Not really.
So you weren't really kind of geeking out when you got to see the DeLorean up close?
That's a different thing, man. Geek is different than seeing the DeLorean.
Yeah, we all
did freak out.
I mean, because you look at it, you're like, this is the real deal.
Yeah, it was like a celebrity in itself. When it pulled up, we were all very giddy.
We all had to take turns sitting in the driver's seat and taking photos.
Yeah.
Amy wants to know, if you had a weekend off and you could be jamming with anyone, you tell them to meet you wherever you are, who would it be?
It'd be fun to jam with Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah. Right?
Come jam, Bruce.
Bruce, we're waiting for your phone call, for your text message. Send him a snap, see what he says.
Something tells me he's not on Snapchat.
What TV show are you guys binge-watching on the bus lately?
Family Feud.
Come on, really?
We watch it religiously.
Okay, so which host?
There's only one host, and it's Steve Harvey.
You're only watching the Steve Harvey version?
Yeah, man, yeah. You got to do it. It's the best. It's the best show on TV.
Okay. Barbecue. Well, I just, you know, I think about all the...
You just gave us the no-K.
What?
Yeah, you just gave us the no-K.
I gave you the okay because Steve Harvey's only been the host for like 2 years. The show's been on for 30, hasn't it?
I can't help it if he's been the best.
Okay.
There it was again.
There it was.
No-K. Okay.
While you're watching Family Feud on the bus, what's your favorite pig out food?
We like to eat tequila when we're watching Steve.
Yeah, we eat tequila, and then it's weird. It's like a combination of tequila and frozen Reese cups.
Did you hear that they are going to be putting Reese's Pieces inside the Reese's cups?
Whoa.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Okay, so then you can really get your peanut butter on.
Someone was stoned when they came up with that idea.
Well, they might have been stoned, but they also said, I am a marketing genius. Well, we love you in Chicago. You know that. And we're looking forward to seeing you, at least for the Windy City Smokeout. And if a surprise pop-up show with Old Dominion and Kenny Chesney shows up, you know we'll be there as well.
We love Chicago. Yeah, we do.
The album is Meat and Candy, and we wish you all the success in the world, guys. Appreciate you calling this afternoon.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
See you soon.
Take care, guys.
All right. Bye-bye.